pandemic amnesty. I have not been vaxxed, and I have no plans to get vaxxed. The vaxxers have apparently asked for forgiveness. The response of the anti-vaxxers has been negative, and in some cases, profanely negative. I think a more nuanced approach might be more constructive. Our society has been severely damaged, and we need to repair it. Continuing the fight is only going to make the situation worse. Simply exacting revenge is not going to solve the basic problem. We have a chance to leverage this turn of events to help stem the tide of authoritarian insanity. That tide will go away in any case, but it can happen the easy way or the hard way. No one can stop the wheels of history from turning, but maybe we can help some people avoid getting crushed. The best way of dealing with an enemy is to turn him into a friend. If you can do that, you have one less opponent and one more ally. Simply killing your enemy is likely to get you more enemies. Everyone has relatives and friends. Eliminating your enemy will not increase your allies. Incarcerating enemies means you have to feed them and keep them warm and provide medical care, clothing, and etc. So instead of saying hell no to amnesty, perhaps we should say, yes, we will consider amnesty, but we need you to commit to helping repair the damage you have caused. Keeping the conversation on a respectful and rational basis will help to provide future generations with freedom and prosperity. Rejecting a call for negotiations will help to provide future generations with a world scarred by conflict. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.